Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Sunday Satsang, May 30th, 2021, Radhakund Dham Ki Jai. So today, someone asked me to speak something about Mahaprasadam. The astonishing Mahaprasadam. So here are some nice verses in Shastra glorifying Mahaprasadam. Snan Goswami mentions Mahaprasadam in Hari Bhakti Vilas, ninth Vilas, verse 404, 405. Brahmavan Niravikaram. He yata vishnos tatava tat vikaram ye prakurvanti bhakshaneta dvijataya kushta vyadi samayukta putra dara vivarjita nirayam yanti te vipra yasma navarta te puna. Offerings made to Sri Hari are transcendental, unchangeable, incorruptible, and non-different from Vishnu. But those who have a perverted or wrong mentality and think that Mahaprasada is material, as a result of that offensive thought, thinking that Mahaprasada is material, they will develop leprosy. Kushta Vyadi means leprosy. Kushta Vyadi Samayukta, they will get that. And they will be devoid, and they will be devoid of children, wife, and family. And they'll go to the deepest, darkest regions of hell, from which one will never return. Navartate puna. Vartate means return. Again and again, I'll never return. Nirayam Yanti. So someone who offends Mahaprasada thinks it's material, he goes to hell. And Skanda Puran, Puri Mahatmyam, describes the glories of Jagannath Mahaprasada. Jagannath Mahaprasada ki jai, Jagannath Mahaprasada ki jai, Jagannath Mahaprasada ki jai. This is in Skanda Puran, Puri Mahatmyam 2.2.38.17. Sanskrit. Kukarasya mukad brashtam talanam patateyadi brahmanena pibhoktavyam itaresham tukakata. Mahaprasadam destroys all sins. Even if Mahaprasad has fallen from the mouth of a dog, kukur means dog, kukarasya mukad, brashtam means fallen, taranam, ana means grains, prasad. If that prasada has fallen from the mouth of a dog, it will still be, Brahmins will still relish it. Brahmanena bhoktavyam. And what to speak if it is touched by others? So this glorifies the incredible, astonishing purity of Mahaprasad. Even a dog chews on the Mahaprasad and prasad falls from his mouth, even Brahmins will honor it, will respect it, and eat it with great relish. Because it's not different from Krishna. This is further glorification of Mahaprasadam from Skanda Puran Puri Mahatmyam. Ashuchir Vap Yanacharo Manasa Papam Acharan. Prapti matrena bhoktavyam nacha karya vicharana. even if one is unclean, asuchi, in body or mind, and engaged in sinful activities, he should eat mabrasadam as soon as he gets it. There's no consideration on this matter. Not to debate on this matter. Prapti matrena bhoktavyam. Prapti matrena. The moment you acquire it, as soon as you get mabrasadam, bhoktavyam, you should immediately eat it, enjoy it, relish it, without hesitation. And that's your kaya vicharana. There's no need to do any vichar, no need to deliberate on it or consider anything about it. As soon as you get, it's an offense to save it for later. As soon as you get mabrasadam, you think it's maha mercy, a special mercy from Krishna. Mahaprasad ki jai. This is a verse from Vidakusamanjali, verse 48 by Raghunath Das Goswami. Krishna vaktram bhujochishtam prasadam paramadarat datam danishtaya devi kemaneshyami tegrata. O Devi Radha, when, with great respect, Paramadara, will I place before you the Uchishtha, the remnants of Krishna Vaksham Uchishtam. When, with great respect, will I place the remnants of Krishna before Radharani? They are most diligently given to me by Anishta Devi. So this is a seva of a mandri, and can meditate that she'll meet after Krishna takes his evening dinner. Radharani's not there, she's in Yavat or Barsana. And a mandri, Navadasi, Navakinkri mandri, goes to Nandagram and meets Anishta, and Anishta gives her a tiffin full of Krishna's Mahaprasad remnants to bring to Radharani and his sakis. So this is the meditation here, and it explains how the mantra will present, how she will present Krishna's Uchishtha. Prasadam paramadarat, param adar. The mantra with the greatest respect for that Mahaprasad of Krishna, she'll set it before Radharani, for Radharani to honor and respect. So when we place a plate of Mahaprasadam in front of a devotee, Radharani is the best devotee. She's the greatest, most perfect devotee, most perfect lover and servant of Krishna. Srimati Radharani ki jai. But devotees are carrying the compassion and love and seva bhava of Radharani in a small degree in their heart also. So when we serve the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, we place a plate of Mahaprasad in front of them, we should place it with the paramada adarat, great respect. We don't just throw the plate on the floor. Here's your plate. Param adar. And when you get that Mahaprasad, what does it taste like? What does it taste? Lord Chaitanya explains the taste, Nanti Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 16, verse 93. The prasadam tastes it, he says it tastes millions of times better than nectar. Lord Chaitanya said, Mahaprabhu said, Koti Amrita Swad Prana Prabhur Chamatkar Sarvange Pulaka Netre Vayashudar. when Mahaprabhu honored Jagannath Mahaprasadam, Jagannath Mahaprasadam tasted millions upon millions of times better than nectar. Koti Amrit, millions of nectars. millions of times more nectarian. And Lord Chaitanya was completely astonished and amazed by the extraordinary nectarian taste of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. He was fully satisfied. And due to his amazement, due to his excitement of his Stairati, his Mahabhav, Madhurabhav, Madhurati, he had Sarvange Pulaka all over, Sarvanga, all over his body, all his hair stood on end, and his eyes flooded with tears, incessant tears, Ashudara, Netre Y. Incessant tears were flowing, pouring down from his eyes. He was crying in ecstatic bliss. As he was tasting this nectar, Koti Amrita Swad, Pana, tasting millions of times, getting millions of times nectar taste, he said in Antilila 1694, that was 1693, last verse, Antilila 1694, A dravi eta swad kahan haite aila Krishnera adara amrita ite sansarila. Mahaprabhu considered, where is this such nectarian taste of this Jagannath Prasadam come from? And Lord Chaitanya asked a question, and he himself answered it. He said, this taste has come because this prasadam is the Adara Amrita, it's the nectar of Krishna's lips. The taste is coming because it's touched by the nectar of Krishna's lips. So that's what we're tasting. When we're tasting Krishna's prasadam, it's so nectarian, so sweet, so satisfying, so energizing, so life-giving, and life-prolonging. That is Krishna Adar Amrita. Adar means lips. Amrita means nectar of Krishna's lips. Mahaprasadam is really Krishna's lips. Very nice verses by Mahaprabhu. And when we take prasadam, when we sit down and take prasadam, most of the Vaishnavas, they recite this verse. This is the most popular verse recited by Vaishnavas to glorify Mahaprasadam before they honor Mahaprasadam. It's from Skanda Puran. It's also chanted, it's also quoted in Antilila, same chapter we discussed, 16 chapter, 96 verse. 1696. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave Swapa Punyavatam Rajan Vishwaso Neva Jayate. On achieving the causeless mercy of Krishna, of those of the form of this Krishna prasadam, Mahaprasada Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnavas, Swapa Punya, those who have less punya, have less religious merit in their karma. Those who do not have sufficient sukriti or punya will not have faith in Mahaprasadam, will not have faith in Bhagavan Govinda or his holy name or the Vaishnavas. Mahaprasade Govinde na Brahmani Vaishnavi. Do not have faith in Brahmins or Vaishnavas or Nam or Govinda Nam or Govinda's Mahaprasadam. There's another verse that's not popular among the greater Vaishnavas, but in ISKCON, it should be very popular because you can search on the BBT folio, and Srila Prabhupada personally spoke on this verse. He spoke this verse 35 times, 35 times before Prabhupada would honor prasadam. He would recite this verse before honoring Radha Madhava's Mahaprasada, Radha Shamsundar's Mahaprasada. Prabhupada would recite this verse, and the verse is from Gita. Second chapter, verse 65. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 65. This is a prayer that Prabhupada spoke before honoring prasadam. Prasade sarvadukkhanam hanir asyopajayate prasana chetaso yashu buddhi paryavatishtate. Beautiful verse. Prasade sarvadukkhanam, dukkha, sarvaduk, all miseries. By taking this prasadam, by taking this mercy of Bhagavan in the form of Krishna prasad, all miseries of Hanir are destroyed, dispelled, destroyed. On achieving the causeless mercy of the Lord in the form of this Mahaprasadam, all material miseries are destroyed. And certainly very soon, all material miseries are destroyed, sarvadukkhanam, hanir. And certainly very soon, one attains a happy mind, prasanna chetaso yashu. Ashu means very soon, ashu. Prasanna chetaso yashu. Devotee attains a happy mind and becomes completely fixed in his intelligence. Paryavashtate means completely fixed. Buddhi means intelligence. So prasada, taking my prasada, there's three benefits. This Bhagavad Gita verse 265 mentions three benefits. All taking prasada destroys all miseries, and it creates the appearance of prasanna chetasa, a very peaceful, happy, and contented mind. And one becomes fixed in intelligence. It's good buddhi, achi buddhi, buddhi paryavastita. And the last verse about Mahaprasad, which we want to speak on this small talk on astonishing Mahaprasadam. This is for Rag Bhaktas especially. This is verse 87. Verse 87 of Radharasudaniti. This is from the angle of view of the mantris. The mantris and sakis are engaged in the service of Radha Govinda Yugal. After they cook, Radharani cooks and offers breakfast to Krishna. And Krishna and all his boyfriends, Madha Mangal, Balaram, Subal, Sridham, they all take the bhoga, then they go to sleep afterwards. Then Radharani and all the Sakhi Mandris, Radharani and their Sakhis, they take prasadam, and then Radharani gives the prasadam to the Mandris, and the Mandris take Radharani's remnants. So this verse describes what is the nature, what is the experience of a Mandri, of a Navadasya Kinkari, what does she experience? when she eats the remnant, when she honors and takes the remnants of Radharani. In verse 87 of Radharasundari, Shri Radhaya Madhura Madhura Uchishtha Piyusha Saram. The Uchishtha, Radha Uchishtha, the remnants of Radharani are sweeter than sweet, Madhura Madhura, and Madhura Madhura Madhura, Madhura Madhura, they're sweeter than sweet, and Piyusha Saram, they're the essence of nectar. And so when a mantra gets there, what will she do? Bojam, 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 nava nava rasananda kadasyam. When will that day come, the mantra hankers and prays? When will that day come when I obtain the sweeter than sweet remnants of Sri Radha? They're the essence of nectar. And when I get that most coveted, cherished desired reward, Radharani, Radha Uchishtha, Radharani's remnants, what will I do? Bojam, bojam, I will chew and keep chewing, nava nava ras. And with every chew and every bite I take, I'll experience ever new, nava nava, ever new blissful mellows of love. Rasananda Kadasam, when will that day come? So these are some beautiful verses about Mahaprasad. Jagannath Mahaprasad, Giriraj Baba Mahaprasad, Kijai. Mahaprasadi Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Sava Punya Vatam Rajan, Vishwasto Nevajayate. Mahaprasad ki jai, Mahaprasad ki jai. Jai Mahaprasad ki jai, Giriraj Baba ki jai.